Okay, so like imagine this, right? You're hustling, you're a small business owner, maybe you've got this amazing little bakery, the sourdough's to die for.
Chuckles, always a good place to start.
Right. But you know you need to be on top of your social media game. Got to get those customers in the door. But between, perfecting that sourdough crust and like actually managing orders, who's got the time for all the social media stuff, all the hashtags and like the perfectly lit photos of croissants?
It's definitely a juggling act for sure. Social media can feel like a full-time job on its own.
Totally. So, what if I told you there's this new AI tool that's like, hey, I'm your personal social media guru? That's what we're diving into today, this press release about something called Quotia, an AI platform that says it can take you from, get this, zero to social hero in just 3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Okay, that's a bold claim right there.
All right. And it's from a Singapore-based startup, of all places.
Interesting. Singapore is really becoming a hub for tech innovation, so that definitely piques my interest.
For sure. Okay, so the press release, it's saying Quotia can automate your whole social media strategy, from coming up with engaging content to nailing that perfect posting schedule. They even have this tagline, zero to social hero in 3 minutes.
Catchy, I'll give him that.
Right. Honestly, it does sound almost too good to be true, like, come on. But before we just dismiss it as hype, let's actually see what they're saying. They're claiming businesses, on average, are losing 8 hours a week to social media management. 8 hours. Think about that.
That's what, a whole workday just gone.
Exactly. Imagine what you could actually get done with an extra 8 hours a week. Strategic planning, actually connecting with clients, or even just like taking a break, which we all need. And Quotia is saying they can give you that time back. Okay, now that's a compelling claim. Time is precious. Everyone's looking for ways to claw back more of it.
Right. And they're saying Quotia uses AI for content creation.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting. We're not talking about some random content generator just spitting out generic posts. It sounds like this AI analyzes trending topics, figures out your target audience, even looks at your past content to try and create something, that actually works.
That's wild. Like it learns as it goes.
That seems to be the idea. Wow. Okay, so they're saying this AI can figure out what's working and then tailor a strategy just for your business. Like, say you're running that bakery from before. Quotia might suggest, I don't know, focusing on really visual content during the morning hours when people are craving pastries.
Smart. That kind of targeted approach could make a huge difference.
Right.
Yeah, and this is where things start to get really fascinating.
Because they're actually backing up all these claims with some pretty interesting personal stories.
They are, and I think it's time we delve into those and see if Quotia actually lives up to all the hype.
So they've got this one story, Sandra Koh. She's some kind of director, and she's claiming she went from like posting once a day on one platform to scheduling 20 posts a day across four different platforms.
Wow, that's a serious jump.
Right. And she's saying it's all thanks to Quotia.
Okay, so if they can actually deliver that kind of efficiency boost, I can see why people are getting excited about this.
Yeah, and then they've got this other story. This one's interesting. So Bernard Koh, F&B innovation consultant, that's what they call him. And he's saying Quotia basically gave him peace of mind while he was on vacation. Like, he was off in Bhutan for 2 weeks, and this AI was handling all of his social media.
2 weeks. That's impressive. I'm starting to see the appeal here.
Right. It's like having your own personal social media team on call 24/7. But, we have to remember, these are just like individual stories.
Anecdotes, yeah.
Right. So it's one thing to hear about these individual successes, but I think it's important to look at the bigger picture here.
Absolutely. We were talking about AI potentially taking a much bigger role in social media, and that has, implications.
Totally. Like, is this the beginning of some kind of social media revolution, or is this just another tech fad?
It's a question worth considering. I mean, think about it. Social media management, it's always been about strategy, right? Knowing when to post, what to post, to actually get people's attention. And it sounds like Quotia is trying to automate that whole strategic thinking process using algorithms to like analyze trends and target specific audiences.
So instead of us trying to keep up with all the constant changes in the social media world, this AI could do it for us.
That's the idea. But of course, there are always bigger questions to consider. Like, how do we make sure that even with AI generating content, there's still authenticity?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, can an algorithm really capture the essence of a brand?
Yeah.
That unique voice that makes it stand out?
Right. A brand's voice is so important, and while AI might be able to analyze data and generate content that sort of fits within a certain style guide, there's always that risk that it'll feel, I don't know, a little robotic.
Right, like missing that human touch.
Exactly. Mm. And that's why I think humans are still going to be essential in this process. Even if AI takes over the more technical side of things, businesses, creators, they'll still need to bring their own creativity, their own unique perspectives to really connect with their audience.
So it's less about AI replacing us and more about AI giving us the tools to be even better at what we do.
Exactly. It's about using this technology to free up time and energy so we can focus on those things that really matter. Telling compelling stories, building relationships, creating communities around those brands.
Okay, I see what you're saying. But since this is still such new territory, I mean, this tech is still in its early stages, are there any potential downsides we should be thinking about? It feels like we're stepping into uncharted territory with this whole AI and social media thing. Are there any potential downsides we should be considering?
It's definitely worth thinking about the potential pitfalls. One concern is the risk of social media becoming a bit, well, homogenous. If everyone starts relying on AI to generate content, will we end up seeing the same style, the same tone across different brands?
Ooh, like a sea of social media clones.
Yeah.
That would be a shame. We need that diversity of voices to keep things interesting.
Exactly. And then there's the question of how users will perceive AI-generated content. Will they be able to tell the difference? And if so, will that impact their trust in the brands they follow?
That's a really good point. Transparency is key in this new landscape. Mm-hmm. Maybe brands will need to be upfront about using AI, just like they would disclose a sponsorship.
Absolutely. Transparency builds trust, and that's something that's essential in any relationship, whether it's online or offline. Ultimately, the success of AI in social media hinges on how effectively it can enhance, not replace, the human element. It's
right.
About finding that balance between automation and authenticity.
Finding that sweet spot will be crucial. Now, before we wrap up, I wanted to touch on something else the press release highlights. Quotia's potential to help businesses like Sir Bernard's, those in the food and beverage world. They even gave Sir Bernard the title F&B Innovation Consultant. Do you think AI could be particularly beneficial in that industry?
Absolutely. The F&B industry thrives on visual appeal. Think mouth-watering food photos, behind-the-scenes glimpses of the kitchen, those vibrant shots of bustling cafes. AI can help capture and curate that visual story in a way that resonates with today's social media users. It could be a game-changer for F&B businesses looking to stand out online.
So if this deep dive has piqued your curiosity about Quotia and what it can do, the press release does have a link to their website. It might be worth checking out.
It certainly seems like a tool with potential, but as with any new technology, it's wise to approach it with a healthy dose of curiosity and a critical eye.
Well said. Will AI be the key to unlocking a stress-free and successful social media experience? Or will it lead us down a rabbit hole of new challenges? Only time will tell.
It's an exciting and slightly daunting thought, isn't it?
It really is. And on that note, we'll leave you to ponder the possibilities. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI and social media. Till next time.